Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
So that all men may be drawn unto him. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to WGUM, Glory United Ministries, featuring Pastor Patricia Bitterman. We took a little break last week. Glad that we're back on the air now. So without further ado, just so you can hear her voice before she introduces our singer of the hour, here's Pastor Patricia Bitterman.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Dr. Gregory Scott. Thank God for Jesus and for Jesus' blood that he shed on Calvary's cross. I thank God for another day. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, and he has kept us from all evil, and our mind should be on Jesus. I'm telling you, I am so glad. I am so happy in Christ tonight that he is the hope of glory. And we thank God. I see Sister Harvey is calling me right now. I'm not able to answer the line because I'm on this one, but I hope all is well with her. And I don't want to go into a testimony of hers. I am going to bring my speaker forward. I'm thanking God for my South Carolina family, my sister Jackie, who is my biological sister, and the other saints of God, Sister Helen and Sister Blondie, and, of course, my star, my church mother, Mother Janie. I tell you, and for the rest of you that listen in from South Carolina, I thank God for you, 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 and you. To God be the glory. It is truly a lovely day in the neighborhood. I'm going to decrease so that my soloist can increase, and I know she's going to give us what God has favored her with. I tell you, I'm just happy right now. I know the old man said that he was happy glad. Well, I am happy glad to be introducing to you all our church mother of Glory United Ministries, Blog Talk Radio, Mother Janie. Take us away. God bless you, sweetheart.
Good afternoon. Tonight I want to sing this song for Mother Pastor Patricia and Pastor Scott. I want to dedicate this song tonight to you, and I'm glad that you are feeling better. And like Pastor Patricia said, to all our South Carolina family that's listening on the air, we want to thank Sister Jackie, my friend, my church member, for this invitation, and we're glad to be on it. I am glad to be on it. And Pastor Scott, the song that God has laid on my heart to do for you tonight is Hold On To His Hand.
Yes.
Just hold on to his unchanging hand.
Thank
Time to fill with swift transition. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Fill your hope on things eternal. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if thy earthly friends forsake you, they'll move closer to him, cling. When your journey is completed,
Steps
to God you have been true. And bright the home in glory. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Everybody just hold to his hand. I'm singing God's unchanging hand. You better hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. You better build your hope until eternal. Oh, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Oh, Anna Vesta, just hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. You better build your hope until eternal. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Reverend Hodges, just hold on to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. You better build your hope until eternal. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank you so much. I'm telling you, in times like these, we really do need to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I like that. In that song, it says, hold to God's unchanging hand. That means that God's hand will not change. God is concerned about you. God have a plan for your life. And if you put your hand in God's hand and hold on to his unchanging hand, everything will be all right. Build your hopes on things eternal. That's a little hard to do because we're in our flesh. It's really hard to, we can manage to hold to God's unchanging hand. That's easy. But building our hopes on things eternal, that's a little hard to do. Why? Because we're in our flesh. And our flesh is always at war with the things of God. Oh, we can hold to his hand. That's the easy part. But building our hope, well, sometimes we got a little hope in the Lord, and then sometimes we have a big question from the Lord. And our question is, why, God, is it me? Why, God, am I going through this? Why, God, is this happening like this? Why, God, why, God, why, God? So therefore, make it a little impossible for me to fully commit to building my hopes on things eternal. But the songwriter went back and said, but just hold on to God's unchanging hand. You may not understand everything that's going on and everything that's happening around you, and I'm telling you, but you've got to build your hope. You've got to go higher. I heard the bishop say on Sunday night that the eagle's wings is made to soar, but the eagle's wings, a crow can ride on an eagle's wing. But every time the eagle go a little higher, it makes it impossible for the crow to hold on his wings, because as the eagle goes higher, the oxygen decreases and the crow can't hang out without the oxygen. Wow. Build your hopes tonight on things eternal. And hold on to God's unchanging hand. He's going to bring you out. He's going to get you through this. He's going to get you on the other side of through. He's going to help you make it through the night. Build your hopes on God, the things that's eternal. If heaven wasn't promised to me, neither God promised to live eternally. Oh, it's worth just having the Lord in my life. I would have been living in a world of darkness, but he brought be the light. I'm telling you, you got to build your hope, Mother Janie. Thank you. Build your hope on things eternal and hold on to God unchanging. And I am so happy tonight to yet be able to lift up the word of God just one more time. To lift up the name of Jesus just one more time. I am grateful tonight that God doesn't fail. I can build my hopes on things eternal because I'm building on a sure foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstained banner for my Lord. And when I get through, hiya, working on this building, I am going to heaven to get my reward. I'm building my hopes on things, huh? Yeah, on things eternal. And I'm holding to God. I'm saying, and I went in and out of the stores today. And every time I went in a store and came out, I thank God that I went in safe and came out safe. I thank God that there was no gunman surrounding the store. I thank God that there was no gunman in the store. I thank God that I was able to go about my business and not have an accident or not be in an accident. I made it back to my destination. And I told the Lord, thank you. It was hot, yes, but I told him, thank you for my air conditioner working in my car. And when I got out the car in the heat, I thank God for the air in the store. When I got home, I thank God for the air in my house. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's worthy of all praise. Every praise is to our God, and every word of worship with one accord. Every praise tonight is to our God. I tell you, my. My sister, Dr. Scott, if my sister is on the line, I'd like for you to open her mic, or I'd like for my sister to try to reach Sister Harvey and ask her to please dial in to the radio station. Dr. Scott, did you see a 843-697 is the three numbers on this call? Because if it is, that's our sister on the line. If not, I'm asking my sister if she can try to contact Sister Harvey and ask her to call into the radio station. I'd like for Sister Harvey to give a testimony tonight to let you all know that we mean business here at Glory United Ministry. I put out a summons over a month or so ago. This is still May, so I believe it might have been in March or somewhere in April. Sister Harvey's son was in the hospital at the point of death, but God has raised him. I asked our Glory United Blog Talk family to pray for Sister Harvey's son, and I heard God tell me that he would live. And that's hard to tell a mother that her son is going to live when he's laying at the point of death. And you really have to make sure that you hear God say that, because so many of us prophets have shipwrecked by saying what we thought would happen and not really hearing God, and it goes the other way. Now, God didn't tell me, let me clear that up. God didn't tell me how long he would live. He said he would live. Now, if the Lord decides to take him, God has already did what he said he would do. He would let him live. I am told through my sister, talking to Sister Harvey, that he's just trying to do it all. He was trying to get out of the bed. This is someone where the doctor said he was dead. He was brain dead, on a ventilator or respirator, however way you want to put it. And they wanted to pull the plug on this young man because they said there was no hope. Somebody built their hopes on things eternal. They held on to God's unchanging hand. And I told my sister, I said, tell her, no, don't let them pull the plug. Do not agree. Do not give consent to pull the plug. God said he's going to live. Let him stay on that fluid until God do otherwise. And I'm told he's had a few surgeries. That's fine. But I'm told by my sisters that they are ready to move him into a room, not in intensive care, not in the heart unit or anything, to a floor, but they were waiting for a bed. And I haven't spoken to Sister Harvey, or my sister to find out whether they moved the young, I'm sorry, I'm calling the young man, I do not know his name, but we thank God, we can give God a clap offering on that, because God is true to his word. And this young man was shot, and God has given him another chance. And my sister so often likes to remind me that everyone have a number. And when your number come up, you've got to go. But I thank God for God sparing his life. When I think about it, I think about my sister's son, who God gave him back to us as well. Jamel, they said, would not make it. And my sister called, and I said, Sissy, Mel's going to be all right. He's going to be all right. And thank God, God did raise my nephew up. But he only raised him up for a short time. And then God saw what was best. He gave him back to us so that we could talk to him and he could talk to us. And he told his mother, said, call Auntie Patty and tell her to pray for me. That was very rewarding to me because he recognized that he needed a God in his life. He didn't need the drug dealer. He didn't need his father's joint. He didn't need a job. He didn't need anything at that time. He wanted Jesus. And that was very rewarding and very satisfying to my spirit to know that my nephew had come to grips to know that I need God right now. And I tell you, God came to his rescue. And he talked with us, and we laughed with him, and we just thank God. But God chose to take him home while he was saved so that he didn't come out and get himself in any trouble. And I believe God took him back with him. And I do thank God for the young man being able to talk to his mother and move around. Dr. Scott, is my sister able to get Sister Harvey, or is she on the line? I'd like for her to testify in more detail than what I have right now. Dr. Scott, can you hear me?
I've spoken to your sister. She says that she is going to be in contact with Sister Harvey. What numbers, what are the last four I should be looking for?
I don't know the last four. I just remember the first three was 697. 843-697. It came up on your landline phone right after we got on the air.
Well, let's see. Here's a number. This might be it.
Amen.
Oh, is this Sister Harvey?
We thank God.
Hello? 7389, is this Sister Harvey?
Okay, we're going to move on. And bless God. If she calls, I pray that my sister will tell her to push the one. And at any time, you can interrupt me, Dr. Scott, should she push the one. But anyway, you all have a testimony there that God has worked another miracle here in the earth for the church folk to believe that he is, and for the unsaved folk to believe that he is.
Just a minute, Pastor.
Amen.
Sister Harvey,
yes,
is this you on the line? She keeps disconnecting. So, Pastor, I'm turning it back to you.
Oh. Okay, she may be at the hospital, and sometimes our phones don't cooperate when we're at the hospital. So
let me back
to the word of God.
Hold up here. Hold up. Here we go. Sister Harvey, is this you?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm nice to hear your voice. I'm telling you, I need you to give us a testimony in Radio Land. concerning your son, because we have been praying for him on this blog talk on Wednesday night with Mother Janie and Mother Blondie and Sister Helen, different ones that have gotten on. They've heard our plea, our cry to pray for you and for your son. And I hear there are some good things have taken place. Please tell the listeners what's going on.
Yes, there has been some good things, no matter what our circumstances may look like. But God is still on the throne, and he is still in full control. They came to me about 2 weeks ago and told me that my son wouldn't have lived to that day. Now, thank God, he's out of intensive care. He's in a room, and he is moving around, and he can talk. He can't talk out plain, but he still can move his mouth and his limbs. And if Jesus can't fix it, then it just can't be done. So praise the Lord. I want to thank God for saving my son. And I ask y'all to continue to pray for me, to give me strength that I will be able to stand and take care of it. And I ask for blessings from God to heal, not only to heal him physically, but to heal him spiritually. Because he got something to do for the Lord. Yes, God didn't
thank
save him
you.
Just to save him. Yeah.
Thank you all so much. Oh, God bless you. God bless you, Sister Harvey. We praise God for you. And strength is what you need, and strength is what God has. And God is going to continue to strengthen you. We applaud you for running back and forth up that road, and you don't drive. So whoever your driver is, we pray for the driver and ask God strengthen them. And for all of those that is around your son, that somebody that's going in and out of his room, know something about Jesus and know God has given us a miracle thus far. And I just thank God for you. And I think about your song, how you would request, I need just a little more Jesus to help me along the way. So the song that you request when you would get on and you say, oh, I love that song, I wish they would play I Need Just a Little More Jesus. Well, I'm telling you, we're asking the Lord to be just a little more Jesus in your life tonight with strength and the rest of your family members. Thank you so much for getting on. We're going to let you go because I know you're there and doing things. So we're going to go on with the program, and you go on about your business, and we are looking for another good report. God bless you, Sister Rita.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you,
amen.
Amen.
Yes. Mother Janie is still on the line, and Sister Rita is just listening. Mother Janie have a song that she's going to sing now. It doesn't matter if I don't preach tonight. It's fine, because what God has done for that young man, it preaches by itself. I want Mother Janie to sing for Sister Harvey. We serve a God who knows it all. But Dr. Scott, open up Mother's line so she can get busy.
Hello?
Amen?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Yes.
There's a God who knows it all. Sister Rita, this is your friend Janie, and I'm singing this song tonight for you, your son, and your family.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. He rules the land, all powers in his hand. There's a God who knows it all. Sometimes our burden gets heavy, and it seems like it's more than you can bear. So just go down on your knees and talk to Jesus, 'cause I know he will answer prayer. There's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. He rules all the land, all the powers in his hand. There's a God who knows it all. Sometimes my friends deceive me, and you know they scandalize my name. But I'll go down on my knees, I'll talk to Jesus, and I know he will answer prayer. 'Cause there's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. He rules the land, all the powers in his hand. There's a God, I say there's a God. Sister Rita, there's a God. Sister Jackie, there's a God. Pastor Scott and Patricia, there's a God. There's a God who knows it all.
Thank you. Yes, there is a God who knows it all. He knows. He knows. He sees. He knows, and he cares. Let's go to the word right now, and we won't be long. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm telling you that's all right with me. He who dwells in the secret place, we got to learn how to get in the secret place of God. In other words, we can even go back to this song where Mother was singing in the beginning and how build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. So you got to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And he that does that, we will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. My eye will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Brother Rita's son, whatever your name is, if he can hear this, you are trusting in God for your complete healing. We are trusting in God for your complete healing, for the ministry, for the work that God has for you to do. If you don't do any more than just tell people, God is real. I tell you, because Jesus is real. But I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely, now listen to verse number 3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Tonight, God got him covered with his feathers. And under his wings shalt thou trust. His troops shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. God's going to allow you to see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge. That's verse number 11 of Psalm 91. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Focus on that. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and adders. The young lions and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. It is something special to know the Lord Jesus Christ's name. There is only one name in the entire world whereby men can be saved. There is only one name that demons respect. There is only one name that caused demons to tremble. That is the name Jesus Christ. There ain't no Confucian. It ain't Buddha. It ain't Allah. It ain't none of those names, but the J-E-S-U-S. Jesus is the only name that make a difference, that the enemy respect, is the name Jesus. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I tell you, I'm going to close out the program right there. Dr. Scott's going to give us a song. If he can pull up Sister Rita's song, I Need Just a Little More Jesus. We'll close out with that again. I want to thank everyone for being with us tonight. We just thank God for his miracle. God is still working miracles. God is yet in the miracle working business. But the scripture declared, for the day of miracles is not over. I'm telling you, God has already done what he said he would do. He stands by his word. He performs miracles. He performs what he said he would do. He says, I am that I am. I am the only one that can fix it. When you can't touch it, I can. When the doctors can't touch it, I can. I am the Lord thy God. I change not. Oh, bless his name. I am happy tonight for Sister Rita's son and for the miracle that God has already placed in his midst. I want the doctors to be amazed. I want them to be astonished. I want them to wonder what happened. I want them to say, how did it happen? We got a name for them, and the name is Jesus did it. Oh, bless his name. Dr. Scott, to all of you in Radio Land, I thank God for you. Thank you for being with me on Wednesday night. I understand you cannot be on every Wednesday night, but that's fine. That's fine. But whenever you're able to be on, I pray that we be here at Glory United Ministry and that something we may say will help you along the way. God bless you. I'm going to say goodbye from here. Amen.
Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
Hey, I need just a little more Jesus.